This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Sport can be joy, community, and belonging, but for some athletes, the rules off the court loom larger than the game itself. And a brand new docuseries called Hoops is landing where people actually watch on TikTok and Instagram. It's following one player's fight to simply play ball and the firestorm that followed. Now, the creator is Melbourne's Hannah McElhinney, also known for Rainbow History Class, and she joins us now. Hannah, welcome to Drive.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Now, for people hearing about this for the first time, how do you describe Hoops and what's it really about?
Well, okay, so Hoops is a short form vertical social media documentary series designed to live on social media, which means that the episodes are very, very short. There's 20 episodes. They're about a minute and a half to 2 minutes each. And they tell the story of Lexi Rogers, who is a transgender basketball player who, you know, maybe you might remember in 2023 was ruled ineligible to play in the NBL One South competition, and that really kicked up a media uproar. And off the back of that, she spent the next year just working on her eligibility process, so really collaborating with Basketball Australia on a pathway to eligibility. And this series picks up her story there and documents not only her as she, you know, seeks eligibility throughout that process, which is, you know, a bit of a bureaucratic nightmare, but also is looking for a team. And, you know, really it is a sports story. She's a basketball player, very good one. Looking for a team to call home. But what makes it a little bit more complicated is that strenuous eligibility process.
As you say, looking for a team to call home, it sounds like such a simple, welcoming, friendly thing to do that we all would like to do. What made you realise that this was a story that needed to be told in this way?
Well, I think it's interesting. The reason that we chose it, chose social media as a, I guess, distribution platform is because so much of the outrage around transgender athletes happens on social media. So we wanted to release this content into those same pockets of the algorithm and really put a human story at the center of that. And I think what makes Lexi so compelling is, firstly, she's a wonderful woman on camera. She's really articulate and has an excellent understanding of the process that she's navigating. So that makes her compelling. But also because she is probably one of the more pushing toward elite athletes that's still trying to play in Australian sport. Often what we see is, you know, there'll be transgender players and they will play at the community level, which is excellent. And this is not to say that sport welcomes them at that level. But when it comes to a bit more of an elite level, this is, there aren't many players or athletes that are striving at that top level. And then NBL One is what they call semi-elite or semi-professional. So it's not, we're not talking about an Olympic basketball player here. We're talking about kind of a second tier women's basketball league as well. So it's this kind of interesting middle ground where there's currently no athletes really trying to play, and Lexi is determined. She's got a lot, going against her, and I think, again, just it's wonderful to see somebody with that much grit.
You're on Joy Drive, and we're chatting with Hannah McElhinney about Hoops, which is a new social-first docuseries following one basketballer's fight to play and the bigger conversation around inclusion in sport. The thing that I've noticed, Hannah, is there's been so much talk about trans athletes, but it's often without them. How do you keep Lexi's voice at the centre, I suppose, without, you know, the noise drowning her out?
Yeah, it's been it's a really tough one to navigate, because on one hand we absolutely need to be centering the voices of transgender athletes in these conversations. But at the same time, sometimes this puts an undue burden on those athletes to become advocates or to really politicize their personal experiences. And so I think what was so, heartbreaking about what happened to Lexi in 2023 is that she, acted in entirely good faith, and she self-disclosed, her transgender status to, the basketball authorities. And so then all of a sudden was the subject of this, really big media uproar, and really put into the shoes of an activist or the shoes of somebody who was an advocate. And people were sort of asking her what needed to happen, what needed to change. And so that was difficult because she is a girl who wants to play basketball, and most athletes, sport is the thing they care about most. That's what they want to do. And so I think it is an important balance of what we did was made sure that we were honoring Lexi's story and not making her talk about, the wider conversation. But really she was just, doing what she does best, which is, training, playing basketball, looking for a team, and then making sure that we rounded that out with experts who, had a level of expertise in the space and got them to play that activist role.
Now, just on that, you've brought in respected voices. You've got Tracy Holmes, Ben Brown, Olympian Annalie Maley, Dr. Ada Chung as well, and others. Once you bring in these voices, are the, the people that are speaking out against people like Lexi, are they like the minority? Is it just a few noisy people?
I think that is true. they are a small number of very loud and outspoken individuals with large platforms. And I think what the series does, cut down is this idea that often these people will use, we need to protect women's sport as a as their argument. That's their Trojan horse to kind of get transphobia into the conversation. They'll use this, we need to protect women's sport. But the people that are the most outspoken are not in the women's sport space. They do not play women's sport. They do not in other ways support women's sport. So it really is kind of, it's kind of a false argument. And I think that's where we see a lot of that agitation come from. And then a broader climate of fear. You'll have people that the majority of people don't know much about transgender people. They might not have met any, trans women, let alone in the sporting space. And mainly maybe they just want to do what's right for, maybe their kids who are playing sport. And so really they're just vulnerable to this climate of fear that's being led. So it was really important for us to kind of just straight down the line debunk some of these claims. I think what the experts did so well.
And I wonder, if you're not involved in the sport, why are you worried about it?
It's such a good point. And I think, it's one of those things that I really didn't really understand until one of our contributors, Marnie, she said that sport is just such, a melting pot for society. And I think whether it's gender, whether or not it's, what we're seeing at the moment with, sexuality and homophobic comments, made by players just over the weekend, or it's race, a lot of the time we do have these sort of societal conversations and arguments on the sporting field. And I think in that sense, it's also frustrating because people will look to sport to insert their agenda. But the majority of players, and this is what Ben Brown speaks to, the majority of players don't care. They just want to play the game.
Hannah, most important question of all, if we want to watch hoops, how do we find it?
Well, that is a good question. To be able to watch hoops, just go to, it's on an Instagram and a TikTok channel. Both of them are called transathletica.series. And as Hoops is the second installment in, the Trans Athletica series of documentaries, all you would need to do is just scroll down, find episode one, and then you'll be able to scroll through and watch all of them in full. And it's about a 21-minute watch altogether. So perfect for the commute if you're on public transport, maybe not if you're driving.
Hannah, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us and asking such wonderful questions.
Thank you. That was director and writer Hannah McElhinney. And if you want to watch Hoops on TikTok and Instagram, as Hannah mentioned, just search for transathletica.series.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.